By 1939, Hitler's Nazis were in total control of every aspect of German life and were poised to expand their reign of genocidal terror east and west across Europe. Since taking power in 1933, the Nazi Party had steadily intensified the attack on Jews. What began as repression, economic and social isolation, and propaganda to vilify Jews had become an all-out campaign of terror, torture, and murder. The night of November 9th and the early morning of the 10th, 1938, became known as Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass, when thousands of Jewish homes and businesses were ransacked, almost 100 Jews were killed, and more than 1,000 synagogues burned. The madness of the Nazis' final solution was underway in all but name. Many German Jews with means were desperately trying to leave the country. Most failed. On May 13, 1939, the luxury liner St. Louis steamed out of Hamburg bound for Havana, Cuba. The 936 German Jewish passengers aboard had paid dearly to leave Nazi Germany behind and for the right to enter Cuba. They were filled with relief and hope that day. The St. Louis was the last immigrant vessel of Jewish refugees the Nazis permitted to leave a nation where their capture, torture, and death would become a near certainty. One passenger wrote of the trip from Hamburg to Havana that the passengers found themselves back in the land of the living. They would spend hours on deck overlooking the pool, watching children play. She wrote, it was a way of reminding themselves that they were human beings again. In Havana, St. Louis was not permitted to dock and waited in the harbor as negotiations to get the passengers landed raged on. Cuba, however, would not provide the promised refuge. Only about 24 passengers managed to disembark the ill-fated vessel. The 907 Jewish refugees forced out of Cuban waters were now people without a country. The captain, passengers, and the international Jewish community intensified efforts to find them a home. The U.S. was adamant they would not be admitted. The Hamburg American liner was called back to Germany by its Nazi owners. With much world attention now focused on what the New York Times called the saddest chip afloat, a group of prominent Canadians tried but failed to get the government of Prime Minister Mackenzie King to open its heart and the nation's doors to the seemingly doomed refugees. Captain Schroeder had promised his passengers that he would not return them to Germany, vowing at one point to run his vessel aground rather than take the Jewish refugees to Hamburg. Four Western European countries agreed to each take in a number of refugees, saving them, it seemed, from the Nazis. The passengers had expressed their gratitude that refuge had been found and they would not return to Germany. One wrote that their gratitude was as immense as the sea they had been sailing on since May 13th. The Nazi war machine swept across Western Europe with startling speed and ease. Jews in all occupied countries were rounded up and sent to Nazi concentration camps, where more than 6 million would die. Thank you. The Nazi killing machine was at its most horrible and efficient in the death camps, where Jews and some other minorities were sent for extermination. Few survived to tell the horrible story, but tell it they have. Of the 936 men, women, and children, passengers on St. Louis, who once thought they had found escape from the lethal persecution of Nazi insanity, 254 died in the death camps. Most of the others suffered, but somehow survived imprisonment, deprivation, and torture. People in power in Canada in 1939 could have prevented all of that.